الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، على من لا نبي بعده، ولا أمة بعد أمته، ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ولا كتاب بعد كتابه، صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض، للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا، وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن، واسألوا الله من فضله، إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: استعينوا على قضاء حوائجكم بالكتمان، فإن كل ذي نعمة محسود، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, if a survey has to be conducted on an average man beyond religious grounds across the globe, if a survey has to be conducted on an average man beyond religious grounds across the globe to ascertain the fears that haunt him the most, you'll find two things coming across commonly and extensively. One is the fear of poverty, and the second is the fear of sickness. The fear of poverty and the second is the fear of sickness. If you have to analyze the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salam, you know, which is a reflection of the fears of Nabi alayhi salam, then you will find very ironically that while poverty remains our greatest fear, wallah, the greatest fear of Nabi alayhi salam was wealth. While poverty remains the primary fear of each and every person today, Nabi alayhi salam says that my heart has many fears with regards to my ummah. But if I may isolate or single out the greatest fear that I have, the riwayat of Ibn Abi Dunya, أَيَّكْثُرَ فِيهِمُ الْمَالِ أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي. The greatest fear that I have, أَيَّكْثُرَ فِيهِمُ الْمَالِ, that there must be abundance of wealth and there must be absolute affluence for each and every person. That is my greatest fear. And then Nabi alayhi salam outlines that why is this his greatest fear? Why, O Nabi of Allah? فَيَتَحَاسَدُونَ. When wealth will become common like this, jealousy will become part of it. Jealousy will become part of it. And when jealousy follows with affluence, be rest assured, فَيَقْتَتِلُونَ. They will fight, they will argue, they will quarrel, nay, they will even kill one another. Hence, as a precautionary measure, the Nabi of Allah said in the hadith that I quoted before you, إِسْتَعِينُوا عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ حَوَائِجِكُمْ بِالْكِتْمَانِ. Listen, do your matters secretly. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ ذِي نِعْمَةٍ مَحْسُودٍ. Why? Every favored man is targeted with a jealous eye. Every favored man is targeted with a jealous eye. And Nabi alayhi salam also said, إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَسَدِ. Save yourself from jealousy. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبِ. Jealousy will destroy your good deeds just as fire will destroy wood. Just as fire will burn wood, in the very same way, jealousy will destroy your good deeds. Nabi alayhi salam says in the riwayat of Bazaar, دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ قَبْلَكُمْ, that the sins and the vices of the previous nations have crept into my ummah. Nabi alayhi salam says, when I say that, I refer to two sins primarily. Al-Baghda'u wal-Hasadu. Number one, malice, and number two, jealousy. And then Nabi alayhi salam says, if I may liken malice to something physical. Al-Baghda hiya al-Halika. Laysa halikatu al-shahr, walakin halikatu al-deen. That listen, malice is like a razor. Nabi alayhi salam says, don't get me wrong, it won't shave your hair. Wallah, malice will shave your iman away. And it is as a result of malice that jealousy comes. Wallah, brothers, as long as there is jealousy and malice in the hearts, believe me, brothers are not brothers. And when jealousy and malice comes out from the hearts, even strangers become brothers. Hence the Quran says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانٍ عَلَىٰ سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. Allah make us amongst those fortunate ones who will be privileged with Jannah. Prior to entering into Jannah, there will be two streams. People will drink from one stream via which Allah will cleanse all spiritual maladies. Allah will remove pride. He will remove arrogance. He will remove jealousy. He will remove animosity. So a person will literally see his brother in a higher boat than him in Jannah, yet not harbor jealousy against him. Allah says, when we remove this jealousy, إِخْوَانًا عَلَىٰ سُرَرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. They will become true brothers. Muawiyah radiallahu anhu advised his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِيَّاكَ وَالْحَسَدْ فَإِنَّهُ يَتَبَيَّنَ فِيكَ قَبْلَ أَن يَتَبَيَّنَ فِي أَدُوِكَ. Oh my son, save yourself from jealousy. It will become apparent in you first before becoming apparent in your rival. It will become apparent in you first before becoming apparent in your rival. And what has Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi, what has he written? Allahu Akbar. He says, لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ مِنَ الشَّرِّ أَضَرُّ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ لِأَنَّهُ يَصِلُ إِلَى الْحَاسِدِ أَرْبَعَ عُقُوبَاتٍ قَبْلَ أَن يَصِلَ إِلَى الْمَحْسُودِ مَكْرُوهٌ. Amongst all the spiritual sicknesses, the worst of all is jealousy, for the simple reason that it will bring about four tragedies and four difficulties upon the jealous person prior to him harming his rival in any way. Like someone said it so beautifully, he says, I have never seen any oppressor who resembles an oppressed man like a jealous person. I have never seen any oppressor who resembles an oppressed man like a jealous person. Now he has become a victim of jealousy. So he suffers more than his rival can suffer. What is the suffering of a jealous person? Number one, غَمٌّ لَا يَنْقَطِعُ. The first thing that grips a jealous person is unending depression. He's suffering more than his rival can suffer. And what is the jealousy? What is the difficulty that a jealous man goes through? He says that the first thing that a person goes through is to see how he will try and curtail the progress of others in this world, to suppress the popularity of others, to suppress the honor of others. It hurts him, it needles him, it bothers him. It's not within his reach. So what happens every time he tries to institute measures to suppress the popularity of others? But then it's not within his reach. Let us use the example in a commercial world. You know better than I mean, this is happening, man. You know, jealousy and rivalry in the commercial world has become so common. You know, a person is a king in his business. You know, he's an absolute authority in his field. Let us use the example of textile. He's in import, export. In fact, at this juncture, I must make mention, Allah save me, Allah save one and all. Otherwise, ulama have written in kitabs. They say jealousy is most commonly found among scholars and learned men. It will affect the learned before it affects the layman. That is why Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, shahadatul qurra maqboola fi kulli shay illa shahadatu ba'dihim ala ba'dihim. That I will accept the evidence of a scholar openly, provided it is not regarding another scholar. If one scholar gives evidence against another learned scholar, I am afraid it will be contaminated with jealousy. So what does he say? غَمٌّ لَا يَنْقَطِعْ. The first thing that grips a jealous man is unending depression. A person is a king in his business. As I said, let us use the example of textile. He's in import, export. Allah has given him so much. He's an absolute authority in his field. But here comes another man, a simple man, who opens up on a small scale next to him. And he feels intimidated. You know, he feels threatened by this person on a small scale. That person whose income is minimal compared to his. The Quran speaks very beautifully about those two disputants who presented in the court of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam.
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُوا الْمِحْرَابِ.
Dawood alayhi salam had divided his days. One day was exclusive to the worship of Allah, one day with his family, and one day he would resolve the disputes amongst people. The day that was exclusive to the worship of Allah, nobody would dare come close to Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam. There was a tight presence of security around him. One day while making the ibadat of Allah, suddenly two people came barging. استصوروا المحراب. They scaled the wall. ازدخلوا على داود ففزع منهم. When they entered like this, Dawood alayhi salam, he became a bit skeptical, he became nervous that perhaps these people have some sinister motive or some hidden agenda in them coming, because this is not a day that they should be here. So nonetheless, they console Dawood alayhi salam and they tell him that, you know, خَصْمَانِ بَغَى بَعْضُنَا عَلَى بَعْضٍ فَحْكُمْ بَيْنَنَا بِالْحَقِّ. We have a matter that we need you urgently to resolve. One of them comes forward and he says that my partner has done injustice to me in our business and our trade. In essence, I quote the words of the Quran. Dawood alayhi salam asked them, what is the matter? Inna hadha akhi lahu tis'u wa tis'una na'ja wa liya na'jatu wahida. He says, here stands my brother. He has 99 sheep with him. Na'ja actually refers to a female species, which refers to ewes. So he has 99 ewes with him. Wa liya na'jatu wahida. And I have one ewe. So he has 99 and I have one. But he's so jealous, he doesn't want to see me owning this one little sheep. He's so jealous, he wants to get this one from me and multiply to what he already has and make his 100. Brothers, we might frown upon this and find this very strange. Let us look within our own lives. Are we not victims of the very same thing? That a person opens up on a small scale. Instead of promoting the man, encouraging him, assisting the man, what do? We suppress the man. فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزَّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. So he says, I have this one little sheep with me. This is my brother. He's trying to manipulate and try and get this one from me and make his 100. But the dilemma I face is that he's more eloquent than me in speech. So if he argues, he will convince you that this one also belongs to him. So he's more profound in his articulation. He's more wealthy in his possession. He's trying to get this one from me and leave me with nothing. So the first depression that grips a jealous man is to see how he tries to curtail the prosperity of other people in this world. Number two, musibatun la yu'jar alayha. He is forever in difficulty and worries for which there is no reward. Number three, yaskhat alayhi rabbu. Allah is perpetually displeased with this man. And number four, the worst of all is, tughlaq alayhi abwabu tawfiq. Allah divinely deprives this person of the ability of obeying Allah. You know, Nabi alayhi salam was sitting with his sahaba. And he looks up towards the heavens and he paused. And then he said, oh my Sahaba, listen. يَطَّلِي عَلَيْكُمُ الْآنِ مِنْ هَذَا الْفَجِّ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ.
Very soon there will be a person coming from that direction. He's amongst the dwellers of Jannah. Sahaba said, we raised our eyeballs in anticipation, in anxiety. What a privilege, man. What a honor. In this world, he's given the honor of Jannah. Suddenly, فَطَلَعَ رَجُلُ مِنَ الْأَنصَارِ. Amr bin As says, one Ansari man entered. يَنْفُضُ لِحْيَتَهُ مِنْ وُضُوئِهِ. Water dripping from his beard. وَقَدْ عَلَّقَنَ عَلَيْهِ فِي يَدَيْ الشِّمَالِ. Holding his shoes in his left hand. He comes and he sits in the company of Nabi alayhi salam, knowing not what the Nabi of Allah said regarding him. He sits down, فَسَلَّمَ. He makes salam. Sahaba said, we're looking at this man, admiring him, envying him. He's a jannati in this world. The gathering terminated, this person got up and he left. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْغَدْ. Second day, no coincidence. Nabi alayhi salam says, the person who is coming from that direction, he's amongst the dwellers of Jannah. He sits in the company of Nabi alayhi salam. After the gathering, he got up and he left. This happened for 3 consecutive days. Amr bin As says, I could not contain my anxiety. On the 3rd day, I excused myself. I tapped this man on his shoulder. I said, oh, my brother, give me shelter for 3 nights. He says, come home by all means. And he says, the only reason for asking this man shelter was to ascertain what was that outstanding quality in the life of this man that Nabi alayhi salam has privileged him with Jannat in this world. So I told this man, in Ra'itu an tu'wini, will you give me shelter for 3 nights? This man told me, come home. He says, anyway, I got to the home of this sahabi, assuming that his nights would be spent in tahajjud, crying before Allah, his days would be spent fasting, etc. But to my utter surprise, فَلَمْ يَرَهُ يَقُومُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ شَيْئًا. The sahabi slept throughout the night. He says, I was somehow disappointed. غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ. However, I must acknowledge, إِذَا انْقَلَبَ إِلَى فِرَاشِهِ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى. Whenever this person will get up in the dead of night, he will take the name of Allah. That, Ya Allah, Subhanallah, Astaghfirullah. This is something we should also learn. So he says, nonetheless, I thought to myself, this cannot be the action by virtue of which Allah's Nabi has privileged him with Jannah. So he says, فَلَمَّا مَدَتِ الصَّلَاةِ. After 3 days had lapsed, وَكِدْتُ وَنْ أَحْتَقِرَ عَمَلَهُ. And I was on the verge of trivializing the piety of this man. I come to this person, I tell him, I said, kindly disclose to me, what is the secret by virtue of which you enjoy that privilege? The 3 days you came in the company of Nabi alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam said, you're a jannati. Kindly disclose to me, what is that action that you do by virtue of which you enjoy this privilege? He says, مَا هُوَ إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ. You have seen my days and nights, nothing extraordinary. You have seen what I do in the days and nights. Amr bin As says, فَلَمَّا تَوَلَّيْتُ. I turn back to go home. Da'ani, this man calls me. He says, do you really want to know? I said, please tell me the formula and the prescription for Jannah. غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَا أَجِدُ عَلَى أَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ غِشًّا وَلَا حَسَدًا عَلَى خَيْرٍ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهُ. He says that never has my heart, Allah be my witness, I do not have much actions per se. However, Allah be my witness, that never has my heart harbored jealousy or malice against any individual in relation to the prosperity and the affluence that Allah has given him. Amr bin As looks at him and he says, هي التي بلغت بك وهي التي لا نطيق. That is the very thing that has made you escalate the stages of Jannah. And that is the very thing I know I am deprived of. Amr, Nabi alayhi salam holds the hand of Anas. And he says, Ya Anas, in istata'ta an tusbi wa tumsi wa laysa fi qalbika ghishun li ahadin min al-muslimina faf'al. Oh Anas, if you could do me a favor, let us use a medical term. Oh Anas, if you could monitor your heart, not your cholesterol, not your sugar. Oh Anas, monitor your heart every morning and every evening. And if you are comforted that your heart does not harbor jealousy or malice against any individual. Oh Anas, let me tell you, if you have done that, you have revived one of my greatest teachings. And if you have done that, you love me, you would be in Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam told his sahaba, that O my sahaba, do not carry the tales of other people to me. Hatta akhruj feekum wa ana saleem as-sadri. So that when I make my presence before you, my heart shouldn't think otherwise regarding you. Otherwise, if you come and tell me about this man and that man, it will be my human reaction that when I come face to face with that man, I will somehow become skeptical in my approach. So do not carry the tales of other people to me. Awn ibn Abdullah, one day he comes to visit Fadl ibn Muhallab. Listen to this incident. So Fadl ibn Muhallab asked him for some advice. He says, let me give you 3 advices very quickly. He says, number one, إِيَّاكَ وَالْكِبْرِ فَإِنَّهُ أَوَّلُ ذَنْبٍ أُوْسِيَ اللَّهُ بِهِ. save yourself from pride. It was the first sin by which Allah was disobeyed. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ. Save yourself from pride. It was the first sin by which Allah was disobeyed. Number two, إِيَّاكَ وَالْكِبْرَ فَإِنَّهُ أَخْرَجَ آدَمَ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. Save yourself from greed. It was as a result of greed that Adam and Hawa were taken out of Jannah. While I'm speaking about this, let me just digress for a minute or two. Brothers, we are hearing about this new legislation, you know, to encompass gay marriages. Like someone said it so beautifully. He says, when you look at the pattern of God, and when God created, he created Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. So save yourself from greed. It was as a result of greed that Adam and Hawa were taken out of Jannah. So number one, save yourself from pride. Number two, save yourself from greed. And number three, إِيَّاكَ والحسد فَإِنَّمَا قَتَلَ إِبْنُ آدَمَ أَخَاهُ حِينَ حَسَدَهُ. That Adam's son killed his fellow brother when jealousy came into him. The ulama ikram have written different stages of jealousy. The worst of all, number one, أَيَّتَمَنَّا زَوَالَ النِّعْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانَ لَا يَنْتَقِلُ إِلَيْكُ وَهَذَا غَايَةُ الْحَسَدِ. When you passionately desire that the next person must be deprived of what he has been given by Allah, even if I do not have it, but that man mustn't enjoy it. He must be deprived. He mustn't enjoy the privileges and honors that Allah has given him. Number two, أَيَّتَمَنَّا زَوَالَ النِّعْمَةِ لِرَغْبَتِي فِي. When the next person must be divinely deprived, so he must divorce that woman so I could enjoy that woman. Or he must go into insolvency so I could also get into the market. Brothers, with this regard, let us speak about the incident of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. Wallah, it is such an evil sickness that even the direct descendants of a Nabi were not protected. Imagine the direct progeny of Yaqub alayhi salam, the children of a Nabi, the brothers of a Nabi. What was their jealousy and what were they not happy with? Isqalu la Yusuf wa akhuhu ahabbu ila abina minna wa nahnu usba. That our father has showered his love on Yusuf and Binyamin, whereas we are talented people. These are two young boys. They are more a liability than an asset to our father. Whereas our father has showered his love on them. We need to get rid of this Yusuf. Now this is how the mind of a jealous man thinks. He will never think to himself that that man is enjoying what he is enjoying because of the privileges that Allah has afforded him. Let me also inculcate those qualities in my life so Allah can also favor me. No, no, he thinks in a complete opposite way. Let me suppress the man. Let me curtail the progress of this man. So anyway, what do? They come to Yaqub alayhi salam. The Quran makes mention of this in quite detail. Ya abana ma laka la ta'manna ala Yusuf. Oh, our father, what is the matter that you don't trust us in the matter of Yusuf? Wa inna lahu lanasihun. We are his well wishes. We will take care of Yusuf. Arsilhu ma'ana ghada. Send him with us tomorrow. Yarta, he will relishly eat. Wa yal'ab, he will play. Wa inna lahu lahafidhun. And we will take care of Yusuf. Yaqub alayhi salam, he became a bit skeptical. Number one, Yusuf was a young boy. Number two, his mother was late and he had seen the dream. Yaqub alayhi salam had realized in relation to the dream of this young boy that he will one day grow up and become a Nabi of Allah. So nonetheless, after great deliberation, Yaqub alayhi salam, he releases Yusuf. The brothers are extremely happy that at least they have convinced the father. It comes in the riwayat that they put Yusuf alayhi salam on their shoulders, showing spirit of unity. But no sooner were they out of the sight of the father, jealousy, the brothers of a Nabi, the sons of a Nabi, they come to a certain place, they drop Yusuf alayhi salam on the ground, and they start kicking him. Own blood brothers, he begs with them, oh my brothers, what are you doing to me? Is this brotherhood, is this what you display? They stab him and they tell him, you have seen the stars and the moon. Where are this great vision of yours now? So while they were busy kicking him, the brothers begin to dispute with one another. Should we kill him or should we abandon him? Uktulu Yusuf. Some of them said that let us just kill him. That will be the end of Yusuf and we can have the love of our father for ourselves. So while they were busy disputing, should we kill him, should we abandon him, the eldest brother whose name was Yahuda, he said, let us not be so merciless, let us do this. قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ لَا تَقْدُلُوا يُوسُفْ. Let us not be so merciless and kill him. Let us abandon him in a deserted well. So nonetheless, unanimously they agree. They drop him into the deserted well infested with insects. And then they play on the fear of the father. Remember, he is a young boy. His father is aged, his mother is late. He is a young boy. They take out the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam and they throw him into the well, all as a result of jealousy. And then the brothers, what they do, they kill a wolf. And they take the shirt of Yusuf alayhi salam and they stain it in the false blood of the wolf. And they come to the father pretending. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيسِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ. They say, oh father, indeed your fear has become a reality and the wolf has devoured Yusuf. After all, a Nabi is a Nabi. He looked at the shirt and he said, Subhanallah, what an intelligent wolf. It did not even tear the shirt of my son. It only stained it with blood. He says, I know this is your ploy. I now leave my matter to Allah. Brothers, on a disguised note, on a subtle note, the ulama have written that Allah will give you the greatest prosperity at the very hands of those who harbor jealousy against you. Whilst they are planning your destruction, on a subtle note, they are paving your prosperity. If you have to objectively analyze who benefited Yusuf alayhi salam the most, it was those very brothers of his who had threw him in the well. So nonetheless, from there, they threw him in the well. There was a caravan that was going past. They take him out of the well. He comes to Egypt. The auction takes place. He comes into the house of the king. And in due course, he becomes the king of Egypt. Nonetheless, till finally Allah brings the day in the lives of those brothers of his where they come kneeling before the father, all as a result of jealousy. Ya Abana astaghfir lana, oh our father, we thought we could suppress Yusuf, but Allah has taken him to such heights. We have come to confess our wrong. Ask Allah to forgive us. All as a result of jealousy. Let us look at another incident from the Quran. Allah speaks about Qarun in the Quran. Brothers, if you don't know who Qarun was, let me tell you very quickly. Number one, Qarun was the cousin of Musa alayhi salam. His father and Musa alayhi salam's father were brothers. Number two, kana hafizan bit Torah. He had memorized the entire Torah off by heart. And number three, when Musa alayhi salam had taken those 70 people to Mount Tur to be privileged with communicating with Allah, Qarun was amongst those 70 people. Understand the privileges Allah had given him. And in the previous times to memorize the divine scripture, this was an exclusive feature to the prophets. But nonetheless, jealousy gripped the heart of Qarun and used to repeatedly question the decision of Allah, that why are my cousins Musa and Harun, why are they prophets? Why am I not a prophet? He used to repeatedly question this decision of Allah. Aya hasidan li ala ni'mati, atadri ala man asa'ta al-adaba, asa'ta ala Allahi fi rizqi, li'annaka lam tarada mi li ma wahaba. Oh jealous person over what Allah has given me, do you know to whom you have shown disregard? Let me tell you, my brother, not to me, but you have actually frowned upon the decision of Allah. You are actually displeased with what Allah has given me. So nonetheless, Qarun, he used to always try and curtail the progress of Musa alayhi salam. But Allah had given Musa such honor. Listen to this incident. One day, one immoral woman, Qarun comes to an immoral woman, and he said that, do me a favor. The next time Musa stands up to address a congregation, in the midst of his lecture, I want you to stand up and tell him, oh Moses, you have slept with me, stop giving lectures. Brothers, how many times have you not heard? Let us cause it for the man. Let us suppress his prosperity. That a person proposes for a girl, the proposal is accepted. I know incidents personally. The proposal is accepted. Few weeks down the line, they get some messages. Don't get your daughter married in that family. He is an evil man. Why are you getting involved in that family? That is a rotten family. Just to jeopardize the marriage of someone else. Musa alayhi salam stands up. This woman stands up. She says, oh Moses, you better sit down. You have slept with me. Now behind the hurt of this Nabi is the force of Allah. Musa alayhi salam terminates the lecture. He goes to one side. He performs two rakat salah. He goes in sajda. فَسَبِعَ النَّاسُ صَوْتًا فِي جَلَالُ النُّبُوَّةِ. People hear a loud scream. The awe of the prophethood is being transmitted. The awe of prophethood is being transmitted. Musa alayhi salam stands up. He says, oh woman, fear Allah. When did I ever touch you? Or when did I ever cast a nasty glance at you? She says, oh Musa, forgive me. Qarun provoked me because of his jealousy. Musa goes in sajda. He says, O my Allah, if I am your Nabi, show me how you take revenge. Allah said, the land is at your command. He said, O my Allah, if the land is at my command, then solo Qarun. Nabi alayhi salam said, فَخَسَفْنَا, the Quran makes mention, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرُضِ, the earth split and he started sinking into the earth. Nabi alayhi salam said, he will continue sinking right up to the day of Qiyamah. Imagine a person who was the cousin of Musa, who had memorized the Torah, was given the privilege of communicating with Allah, but as a result of jealousy, died as a kafir, and the entire world, what happened to him? The entire world, what witness what happened to him? All as a result of jealousy. Brothers, there are so many incidents in the Quran. Was it not as a result of jealousy that they even made black magic on Nabi alayhi salam? And what pain it caused to Nabi alayhi salam. At times he used to forget, he used to become uneasy. Subsequently, Allah revealed the verses of Surah Falaq and Surah Nas, in which Allah expressed the cure of Nabi alayhi salam. وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ, they even blew on those knots to strengthen the effect of that black magic. What pain it caused to Nabi alayhi salam. At times he used to forget, he used to become uneasy. Allah then cured Nabi alayhi salam. After Allah cured Nabi alayhi salam, Aisha radiallahu anha, she comes to Nabi alayhi salam and she says, O Nabi of Allah, why don't you expose them? Why don't you expose them? Nabi alayhi salam said, O my Aisha, when my Allah has cured me, why should I expose them? Why should I expose them? Like the poet says it so beautifully, Isbir ala hasadil hasudi, fa inna sabraka qatilahu. Listen, be patient on the jealousy of a jealous man. I promise you, your patience will kill him. Your patience will eat him up. فَإِنَّ صَبْرَكَ قَاتِلَهُ. If there's anything that will put an end to the jealous man, it is your patience, it is your perseverance. Brothers, let us terminate on this. In essence, this is my message. The Quran says, لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah is prepared to accept you as long as you come with a clean heart. You come with an open heart. May Allah purify our hearts. May Allah cleanse our hearts. Just as my opening comments were, the greatest fear of each and every person today, it is poverty and it is sickness. Like Imam Ismail rahimahumullah, let me terminate on this. He says, Ra'aytu Arabiyan, I met one villager, وَقَدْ بَلَغَ مِنْ عُمْرِهِ 120 سَنَةً. When I asked this man his age, he told me I'm 120 years old. So he says, you know, I admired the health of this man. So I told him that kindly disclose to me, what is the formula by virtue of which you enjoy this good health? So he says, this person told me, this elderly man, تَرَكْتُ الْحَسَدَ فَبَكَيْتُ, that my heart does not harbor jealousy against any individual. Because of that, I don't know what is sickness, I don't know what is calamity. Brothers, if there are physical causes to sickness, let me tell you there are spiritual implications also. If one of the causes to our sicknesses today is in relation to our diet and what we eat, let me tell you that these evil qualities like jealousy and pride also affect our lives. Ask the doctors today, statistics prove, they say that that person who enjoys a healthy matrimonial marriage life, after surgery, his recovery rate is much faster than that person who's going through difficulty in his marriage life. So nonetheless, kullul adawati qad turja ila izalatuha illa adawatu man adaka min hasadin. Like the poet says it, there is an hope to put an end to every form of enmity and hatred. There is a hope to put an end to every form of enmity, with the exception of that enmity that is the result of jealousy. May Allah cleanse our hearts. May Allah safeguard us from jealousy. May Allah purify our hearts, that we die in a condition that our hearts are totally clean, so that we could enjoy the neighborhood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the gardens of Jannah. May Allah inspire one another.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashahadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashahadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashahadu an أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والجنة للموحدين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين والصلاة والسلام الأكملان الأتمان على الركن الأعظم أفضل من تقدم ومن تأخر وعلى آله وأصحابه الغر الميامين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام استعينوا على قضاء حوائجكم بالكتمان فإن كل ذي نعمة محسود أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حيان عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب باب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسولي اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا رضوان الله تعالى عليه من كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم من انصر من نصر دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واهدي من خذل دين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Straighten the sufuf, make sure our heels are in line and we're standing shoulder to shoulder.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashahadu an la ilaha illallah, ashahadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashahadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashahadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala s-salam, hayya ala s-salam. حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك جزى الله أن نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إياك نعبد ولك نصلي ونسجد وإليك نسعى ونحفظ نرجو رحمتك ونخشى عذابك إن عذابك الجد بالكفار ملحق اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك المقربون ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنبياؤك وعبادك الصالحون أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.